Hunter Valley Today with Darren Katrupi. Well, the Festival of the Fleeces has been run and won, I suppose is probably one way to put it, for another year. And I thought we should find out how it all went. And the reports are pretty positive. Ron Campbell is the man about town who, I suppose you could say, is partly responsible for the whole disaster. Ron, good morning.
Well, certainly I am, but I've had a very, very good, full compliments to my committee, who absolutely pulled together and we just made the event happen. And I'm very, very proud of each one of them for doing that. But it was a great event and exceeded all expectations. And we were just so proud to have the streets lined. Look, they were lined 4 and 5 deep in places. Incredible amount of people. We estimate there's probably about 6,000 there. And they just came in, as they say, in droves to just see our festival. And we're very proud of that.
How does 6,000 compare to more recent years, Ron?
Actually, that was equivalent to the largest that we've had. There have been comments that it could have been a little bit more than what it was in previous years, but we've had that very consistently between 5,000 and 6,000, around about between 11 and 12, especially for the running of the sheep and the Red Sox. That just seems to be sort of an icon that people just really come and enjoy.
So I don't suppose you had time to go around and count every individual head, though, did you?
I didn't, but that was not my estimation. It was estimation was given to us by some other people. So it was not just the committee saying, "Oh, look at all the people." This was something from an outside observer. So that's where the numbers came from. But look, it was so great. We had talking to the fellow that made the Tack Towns who cooked the damper and Cocky's Joy, he said, we bought more provisions for that event. And he said, we ran out. He said, by 2:45, he said, we'd run out. And it was just so great. Everybody just enjoyed it. It was a great atmosphere. And one good thing about it was the fact that we had such good quality stalls with selling their merchandise.
Did you manage to find out what the furthest distance was for the sheep poo spitting competition?
it wasn't quite as far as the other ones, but, you know, such is the enthusiasm that we have there. We didn't have enough time. We've got to allocate some more time for next year, so there's more contestants what we could actually get through. I think it was round about 5.7. That rings a bell. 5.72, I think, was the record.
Wow.
For the day. So he won a $10 gift voucher.
$10 gift voucher for putting sheep poo in your mouth. Wow. Well, jelly beans. So there was
black jelly beans. Yeah,
there was no issue with the jelly beans. No one was crying foul over the taste of the jelly beans or anything.
I don't think so. No, it was really good. Yeah, it was really great. I tell you what, we did have on the poet's breakfast, Carol Huchin compared and also ran and judged the event. It was a time of great entertainment. She is an entertainer. Mm. And we just had a great two sat there, and there was, after each section that she spoke about, look, we just laughed and clapped, and it was just so really good. We did have some very good local contestants, and then some from further away, and it was 2 hours of just solid entertainment, which was just appreciated by all.
Ron, how important is it to have such a successful festival in light of the last few years for Merriwell?
Look, it was a great surprise, and as I say, it was really good, and it has meant a lot to our community, and of course it meant a lot to our committee and also to me as the chairman, and I'm only a humble chairman, but having such a great committee that actually pulled together and brought this on, really we only had 2 months to make it happen. And all the changes and various things that had to happen was really quite spectacular for the event. And when it was put on, it just went so well. So we're very, very proud. It has meant a lot to us, the community of Merriwell, and we had such a lot of small sponsors this year that some people wouldn't be them. We had 3 major sponsors, but the ones that could put in $200 or $50 or something, I'll put in $500. And so that was the great spirit that people got behind it, and we're very, very thankful for them for their doing that.
And they certainly would have made their money back and more, you'd assume, with such a big crowd.
Well, I would think so, yes. I would think so too. But even we've got some people now that from outside who've just said, listen, next time let me know and I would like to sponsor an event and put some money in towards. It was great. Our opening night, of course, was really good. This was on the Friday night and we had a great band there. That was appreciated by all, and you know, it was just such a good time to start it up. I mean, I'm going backwards now, but to start up the opening night sort of set the tone for what was going to happen on the Saturday, and it all just flowed so well.
Hey, Ron, your head's probably spinning. How many hours did you and your fellow committee members put into this? You must have been going non-stop for those few months.
Yeah, I did. I was non-stop from the a week before. That's all I did. I still work. I'm a farmer. I still work. I have council work too, but I still work. But I was on that solid. And my other members of the committee, there were some that were did the same thing. That's all they did. And, of course, in the halfway in the night and that sort of thing, there was late hours and early mornings. So, yeah, but it when we see the results, it makes it all worthwhile.
So how much of a rest are you going to have before you start planning next year's?
Well, we're having a debrief on Monday. This not today, but next Monday. And so what we're going to look at is, okay, how can we do things better? What went well? What can we improve on? If we can't, well, I'm sure there are things that we would like to have happened and to be done, but that's all part and parcel of the debrief, which is, and with the enthusiasm of the committee, would just make it so that it's going to be so much better for next year.
Ron, I think we've got a new nickname for you, the machine. You just don't stop.
Well, I guess that might be right too, but yeah, I must say, when I came home on Saturday, Sunday evening, after the Poets Breakfast, and the Poets Breakfast was just such a climax. It was just great. We had to take some things down out of the truck for the shearing machinery and shearing gear and all that sort of thing. And I just said, look, I've had enough. I went inside and laid down. And I thought, I'll just watch a bit of telly. Well, I didn't watch telly for very long. And I was sound asleep and woke up. But I think there are others like myself who just found that they were exhausted once the pressure was released, that we just had to stop. So, but anyway, today, of course, we're up doing other things again.
Yep, no rest at all, Ron. Look, congratulations.
No rest for the
wicked, eh? I stopped short of saying that.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
No, yeah. credit where credit's due, mate, to you and all the committee and everyone involved. Congratulations on a job well done, and we look forward to next year being even bigger and better.
Yeah, thank you very much. And thank you too for the support of our Power FM and 2NM. We had them coming from Brisbane, down at Shepparton, and all over coming, and that's what made it just so great. But the advertising, especially of our local radio stations, just means a lot to us because it means that they support us in a very personal way.
It's our pleasure, Ron. Thanks very much for joining me on Hunter Valley today. Go and have a rest.
Okay. I certainly do that. Oh, good. Thank you. Bye-bye.
See ya. That's Ron Campbell, the chair of the organising committee of the Merriwarr Festival of the Fleeces. This is Hunter Valley Today on 981 2NM.